Whoa. This conversation is a heartfelt, transparent, healing conversation. It's titled The Savior Mentality. I had the most interesting dream last night that revealed just how much I have been trying to save my loved ones ever since I can remember. And when I think of all the way back to when I was a child, I've had that savior mentality ever since. I remember when I was younger, and I remember feeling and thinking to myself that even though I felt like the youngest in my family, there was still a part of me that felt that even though I knew that they wanted to protect me, there was a part of me that felt that I had to protect them. I can remember seeing the weight that my dad was carrying and the weight that my mom was carrying. And I remember just looking back and just feeling everybody was trying to find their way and find the answer. So it was very hazy when I think about what I saw growing up. And I called it upon myself to be the savior mentality by taking the responsibility of doing all the right things as a kid. So I thought to myself, if I could do all the right things, I can make things easier for everyone. If I could be quiet enough, if I can do these things enough, then I can make the load easier. I have found myself trying to take matters in my own hands, to solve everyone's problems, to not cause a headache because of the experience that my parents had as parents with one of my siblings. It was very traumatizing as a kid, and I'm sure it was traumatizing for them as adults, as parents. And I took it upon myself to lighten the load by trying to do everything that they told me to do. And it became debilitating. And it felt like I was choking, like I couldn't breathe. And I remember freeing myself, saying no more. I can't take on the responsibility of someone else's burden or someone else's problems. That I'm only responsible for myself. And that was hard for me to accept because I felt as though I had to be there for everyone. Because it felt as though, from my understanding, that I was the only level-headed one, or a place that I was on, the only one that didn't seem as troubled. So I took on the savior mentality. I took on the, I got it, my feelings don't matter, suppress how I feel, Let me tend to your needs. And in doing that, there was a savior mentality that I created. And it's so amazing how the Spirit of God healed me, in simple terms, because not only did I share the internal baggage that I, you know, with you that I picked up, but when I went on the journey with God in my marriage, which I think is the most intimate encounters I've ever had, because it allows me to shine light on a lot of unresolved things that I didn't know were unresolved issues. It really allowed me to see this identity that I was carrying, this internal baggage, internal weight that I was carrying. It really allowed the intimate parts. And when you bring God in your life, you have to bring God just in the intimate parts of you, bringing God in your marriage. When you bring God in your marriage, it allows you to look at yourself so that your identity can be in God and not your identity or your sense of self in what I'm sharing with you on today. The savior mentality that I had was, I got it, I'll do it. And also in that, while that wasn't healthy, it also built a level of like scarcity mentality and survival, and it has to be all on me. And if I don't do it, then who's gonna do it? Oh, I had to drop that bag. Having that dream last night, I was sharing with you guys. I felt as I was like a similar to like a Harriet Tubman, but I was doing my best to protect two loved ones that are older than me. In real life, I have two loved ones that are older than me, and these two loved ones in the dream, I found myself going through. There were these two guys or some other people that was after them and wanted to fight them. And I was like, took it upon my hands and my heart to navigate them through everything, to navigate them through like, showing them the different areas to escape to, and I took them to one place of in the dream, and I saw the guys that was coming after them. So I was getting scared and nervous because I love them so much. And I remember saying like, I got it. Like, come with me over here. Come with me over there. Come with me to this room. Come with me to that room. Come with me over here, like I'm going to protect you. And in the dream, I couldn't protect him anymore. In the dream, the guys that were after them ended up finding them. And in the dream, I can no longer protect them. And that dream really meant something to me because it came to my memory when I woke up. And I thought about on an unconscious level how I found myself trying to protect these loved ones, even as a little girl.
I found myself trying to protect my family from the aspect of, I got it, I'll save you. I got it, I'll be on my best behavior so you don't have to stress out. And I came to the realization that I couldn't save them. I came to the realization that I couldn't save them. I came to the freedom and revelation and burden that's been released off of my heart. That I could not save them. And I came to this realization that I could not save them. And this level of acceptance and this release, this heaviness that released off of me. Because I recognized that I cannot save them. That I cannot save anyone. I couldn't do it for somebody. For me, when God said, I need you to let go. I need you to trust me. When God spoke a prophetic word over my life way back in 2016. And then when God told me after that to let go, I did not understand how God at the time could tell me to let go when I had never trusted God on that level. But looking back, I see that it was necessary. Because when I was letting go, I was letting God. That I didn't need to fix or do anything. That, my friends, is the most profound, life-giving life hack I could have ever encountered. It's like running in a field and you're tired of running. You're tired of thinking you have to save everyone. You're tired of feeling that you can't breathe. You're tired. But that's all that you think that you know. So you live under that umbrella. Then God interrupts that pattern and gives you a promise in your heart, tells you something prophetically, but also tells you, now I need you to let go. That whole process took, it healed me. And it constantly heals me over and over again. I get a new revelation of something over and over again. Because it really allowed me to see how I didn't need to pick up anything or save anybody or fix anything. but for me to really be myself and put my trust in God. For me to be myself and put my trust in God and allow God, allow the universe to do what it needs to do what it does. To put my trust in God. To allow. There's a book that's called The Art of Allowing. And I remember reading it. I listened to it. It was on an audiobook form. And it just really just confirmed. I remember on the beginning part of my journey of transforming, I was telling God, God, what do I do with my marriage? What do I do? And God says, do nothing. Do nothing. And I understand what that means. It goes with the verse of, be still and know that I am God. And so two things God gave me. I don't know how this applies to you. One, God gave me a prophetic word over my life concerning my union. And two, the second thing God told me, now that I told you, now I need you to let go. And in that, there was so much in me letting go. There was so much of me that I thought I had to carry. And God delivered me from me. God delivered me from me. I am so grateful that I went on this process. I am so grateful that I love my husband with all of my heart and that God has cleansed my heart from all the internal baggage and all of what I thought I had to carry and me being afraid of the unknown, and I didn't know this process. I didn't understand this process. No one taught me how to go through this process. I didn't have none of that. All I had was my divine awakening. And on the journey, I learned that I had the power and the permission to allow myself to be my authentic self. On the journey, I recognized that I had this unconditional love towards my husband that was unwavering, like God's love for me. And I'm so grateful that I encountered all of this. I learned so much about my health and my sense of well-being. So much of my gifts has manifested because of this awakening process that I've gone on. So many things that I've been able to share with people. My natural gifts has flourished through. I'm able to really share with people without me feeling that I'm responsible for it, in a sense. Does that make sense? So one of the gifts that I have is I am an empath. And not only that, but I'm able to feel people who have passed or people who are not physically here, people who have died. I'm able to feel. This is something that I don't have control over. So I'm able to, some people say it's a medium or a psychic or a prophet or I don't know, whatever you want to call it, but I'm a person. I have that gift of translating what the loved one wants to translate to their loved ones in the earth realm. So I have that amazing ability and that gift. Now, this is something that I can't control, meaning that this is something that just happens. Like, I've always had it. I've always had it ever since I was a little girl. I've always had it. I had dreams about people. I've had this special gift ever since I can remember. I suppressed it a lot because of my own internal baggage that I was carrying. Because I thought it was my responsibility to fix it for people. Because I thought I was in my own way of allowing God to speak through me. And so now that gift that I have always had is just heightened more. And it's heightened more because of I've opened myself to be a vessel for that. And I don't feel, I've been delivered from feeling like I have to be the one to save people. I thought I had to be the one to save my marriage. I thought I had to be the one to save my children, to save my mom, to save my loved ones. I thought I had to be the one to carry that. When my father passed, I thought I had to be the one to carry that. I don't. When I saw my mom when I was younger go through traumatic experiences and I didn't have a mom to really rely on emotionally because of the things she had experienced. And I took it upon myself to never exhale until I had my encounter with God. And I had to choose. God just kept showing me that the choices that I thought I had to choose to survive, like me leaning into my own understanding, me carrying the internal weight, me carrying all of that. I thought that I had to choose that. And every time the effects from me thinking I had to choose that, I kept running across the same situation over and over again that was causing me more anguish. And so it wasn't until I realized that I had to stop bumping my own head. And as I began saying, I'm tired of bumping my own head, that's when I released and let go. And that was one of the things that God was trying to show me of how to let go. Because when you let go and let God, your load becomes easier. The weight, it's not the weight anymore because you think you have to carry it. Can you imagine trying to carry the weight of the world on you? Can you imagine trying to carry other people's stuff? You can't do it. It's reminding me time and time again. And even as a coach, when I'm coaching people, because I know I have the gift of healing. But even as a coach, when I coach clients, when I help people in their marriage, when I help people, when I help women heal the matters of their heart, I don't feel that I am their savior. I feel that I'm just a vessel that God uses. I feel that I'm a vessel or a conduit that I have chosen to allow the Spirit of God to flow through me. I don't feel like I have to be there. Now, there are times when I have to pause. There are times when I recognize that I have to pause, meaning that sometimes I get triggered when I feel that I have to answer everyone's beck and call. And I don't feel that anymore. And I'm so grateful that I have given myself that permission to relax. And I give myself that permission over and over again. This is why I'm in the place of rest. And I'm so grateful that I have given myself the permission to allow myself to rest. I really do believe that God is allowing me to rest in my marriage, that God is just allowing me to rest in my life. And those things in my life that was causing anxiety or worry or that pressure or things in my life that I thought I had to carry. It's like God is saying, no, you don't. And the body does such, the body is so amazing because it does such a, thank you, Holy Spirit. I feel such a healing presence right now in my room. I'm thankful for this moment. I'm very, very thankful for this moment right now. I'm very, very thankful. Very, very thankful for this moment right now. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. So just having this moment of recognizing it's been such an amazing thing. Like, I don't have to answer everyone's beck and call. That I don't have to answer everyone's beck and call. For those of you who have that savior mentality, I would invite you to share that with me on today. Say it with your heart, hands over your heart. I don't have to answer everyone's beck and call. Say it again. I don't have to answer everyone's beck and call. You don't. Even if the fire is if you know there's a fire in the house, you don't have to answer everyone's beck and call. God has not called you to be a savior. Once again, stop trying to save folks. God has not called you to be a savior. Just a conduit of his truth, a conduit of God's truth. That you are to have life and to have it more abundantly. I would encourage you to write down those things that would cause you to feel weighed down or the internal baggage that you're carrying. I would invite you on today to write those down. And to not only write those down, but to shine light on them. And when you are ready to release that, somehow release it and say no more. Somehow show yourself. You're giving yourself the permission to release it when you're ready. When you're ready. When you're ready. Trust God's timing. Trust God's divine timing for your life. That's all I have. Bye.